Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason we're calling, we're not selling anything, we're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, state, and local communities. But it seems like that you have already started a survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey, and just to finish it up?
Sure.
All right. And thinking again, okay, about this November election, if the election for president was held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote, you know, while others considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them. 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one would be Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0 to 100?
Yes, 0 means that you would definitely not vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them.
I think like 20%.
What number would you give him from 0 to 100? I mean, that's, you know.
20.
20? 20. Okay. 20. What about Joe Biden?
Sixty-five.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Excuse me?
If the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. All right, ma'am, in the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Okay, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Probably Ruben Gallego.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
I'm not really sure. I don't think either.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. All right, ma'am, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements, okay? President Biden should prioritize work permits, you know, and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That he was to prioritize?
Yeah, it should prioritize, you know, work permits and temporary protections.
I think, I say,
I have, the options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I don't think he prioritized it that much.
Okay.
What would that be?
So would that be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree? That's your opinion, though. I mean, that's what you think. I mean, Do you think he should prioritize, you know, work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants? Would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? But it's your opinion. I mean, whatever you want, you know, whatever you think is that's perfect.
I don't think he prioritized it enough. So I would say, strongly disagree.
Okay, so it'd be strongly disagree. Okay. What about President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Wait, can you ask it again? I'm sorry, I'm working right now.
President Biden should prioritize, you know, protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am. I'm going to read some statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree, okay? That the president should take action to protect them. The first one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you agree with that or disagree?
I would agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have, lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes, strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Not married to American citizens?
Yes, married to American citizens. Married.
Strongly agree?
Okay. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have, been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please tell me whether President Biden, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more likely to vote for him or, in the 2024 election. But if you're not, you can tell. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who, lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you be more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other to vote for him?
More likely.
Would that be much or somewhat?
Much.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much likely.
much more likely. Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much likely.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to temporary protections from undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
A program that grants, you know, work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Would that make you much more likely? Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the country for over a decade, so they can continue work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely. Oh, it makes no difference to you one way or the other.
Much likely.
Much likely. Okay, and the last one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much likely?
Much more likely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned.
Not concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos in the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress so they, to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Or a little concerned?
A little.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during, their campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
A little.
A little. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration pressure, measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Okay, very concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Very concerned. Okay, all right, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, and I appreciate helping us with this survey, okay? We almost finished. Okay, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, okay, even if neither are exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect migrants, you know, who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in this country. Which approach comes closer to your view, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Would that be Biden approach much closer or Biden approach somewhat closer?
What is the asking?
Would that be Biden approach much closer to your approach or Biden approach somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Somewhat closer. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And after hearing more information, you know, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not sure right now, but I was thinking Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay. Independence, right? Okay, as best you can say, okay, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Okay, don't know anyone. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and in typical week, do you use any of the following resources to get your news and information? You can tell me yes or no, okay? The first one will be TikTok.
No.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
WhatsApp? Yes, WhatsApp.
No.
Instagram?
Yeah.
What about Facebook?
No.
YouTube,
no.
What about OAN or Newsmax? Newsmax.
No.
A Spanish language radio program.
Yes.
What about MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
Yes.
Univision or Telemundo?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace, you know, their heritage?
Mexico.
Mexico. All right. And were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Born here in the United States.
Okay. And were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes.
Okay. Would be another country or Puerto Rico?
Another country.
All right. All right, ma'am, and what languages do you primarily speak in your home? Would that be always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish?
More English than Spanish.
More English than Spanish, okay. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I don't really have a designated party.
Okay. All right, man, do you think of yourself closer to Republican or Democrat Party?
Democrat.
Democrats, okay. All right, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And what was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
High school graduate.
High school graduate. All right. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic. All right, ma'am. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, Andrea, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants, you know, in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more, in, you know, deep and open-ended way. You can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Would that be yes or no?
No.
No, okay. All right, now this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participating. Okay, thank you, and I really appreciate your help. You have a great evening.
Thank you, you too.
All right, bye-bye.